Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 622, Owning It. I've been sitting here for multiple hours at this point, finishing some of the work I mentioned yesterday on the episode. I have some things I have to be getting done over the next few days, and I'm working on a top secret project I can't tell anybody about, as well as preparations for all the Christmas stuff coming up in the next couple months. So there's quite a bit going on. I'm sitting here with some coffee, still my first of the day. I've been nursing it, and I wanted to jump on here and kind of record today's podcast and see if this is useful to you. Now, to really quickly go back, when I was younger, when I was learning to play music, I realized that I had some difficulty calling myself a musician. I had some invisible finish line in my head that I needed to cross before I could call myself a musician seriously. Now, of course, this is ridiculous. When you start playing music, you are working on becoming a musician. You're moving into musicianship. I think moving into music is more appropriate than saying you are one thing or another. I also think that that is us kind of putting it on some external thing where we're saying someone else will tell us when we're a musician or an athlete or an author or an artist. And I think that when it comes to other people's opinions of what we are, I've already covered this, I'm very skeptical. Now, those of you who know me well, you'll know that there is no living man or woman that I will declare discipleship of. I don't think that any other person can be my, quote, guru of anything. And it's not because I have an ego, but it's because I realize that we're all created equal and we all have our different experiences. And I'm happy to learn from every single person. I will learn all day long. In fact, sometimes it's been a crutch. I love learning so much. So it's not that I feel like I know everything. It's that I know how to keep my own counsel. I know how to engage in my own thought, my own prayer, and I know how to come to my own conclusions or to receive whatever conclusion might be coming from out there. But I don't need it from somebody else. And the reason I went on that slight little tirade there is that I think this is what it comes down to, is a lot of times we don't associate ourselves with being the person we want to become. We think, well, maybe one day I can, maybe if I dip my toe into this thing, it'll be okay. It'll be low risk. Well, don't worry about it. The risks aren't real anyway. For most of us, art, there is no real risk that we're going to get involved in at all for quite a while. In fact, we could just keep playing with art this whole time and it wouldn't be a problem at all. There's very little risk. So when you think about it, if you owned it, saying, I am an author, I am a musician, I am an artist, I am an athlete, I am a coach, I'm an entrepreneur. By owning it and then acting into what that means. I'm an author. That means I write. I'm a musician. That means I play music and I play shows and I connect with other musicians. I'm an athlete. That means I exercise. That means I play. It means I compete. Whatever that means for you, but owning who you want to be, who you feel is in it for or in yourself to be, and then living into that thing is one of the more powerful things I think we can do. And it all starts with owning the title. So who you want to be, who you are deep down, instead of saying, well, I'd like to, and making ourselves smaller. Hopefully you've been following these previous podcasts, this makes more sense. But instead of doing that, stepping forward and saying, this is what I am, and then starting slowly, bit by bit, to act into what that person is. Well, to me, that's the way forward, isn't it? If you want to find out more about me, you can, michaelamade.com, or on social media, I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. But until the next episode, which will be tomorrow, I hope that you live this day courageously and that you live this day creatively. Have a wonderful day. See you next time.